Okay, so part two for the El Defo book study is from page 85 to page 178. So some things I noticed about part two is we're starting to see the plot develop, and we're starting to see a couple more incidents that I know that a lot of hard of hearing people face, and including myself and Cece. So one of my questions is going to be revolved around the moment where somebody goes up to Cece and starts signing and assuming that Cece knows sign language. So my question around that kind of incident is, after an embarrassing incident at school, Cece's mother thinks it is a good idea for her to learn sign language. Why do you think Cece is resentful to learn sign language? And so I want you to think about that situation and how it might have made you feel. Why do you think it was inappropriate? And possibly why Cece doesn't want to learn sign language. Moving on from that point, on page 117, I really liked this quote said by Cece. And it says, "Oh, why do I even care what other people think?" And I think that's kind of like a shift in Cece's thinking. And I want you to kind of discuss, why do you think Cece says this quote? What led her to say this quote? Do you think that maybe the El Defo persona is reinforcing this quote? And I want you to start thinking around the idea about equity and equality. And so when she has to lose her FM system because the gym teacher dropped it, she has to wait for it to get fixed. And I included an infographic in the text down below, but there's a difference between equality and equity. And I want you to start thinking about that for the last question. What does equality look like? What does equity look like? And I also included an image and some term definitions. But I think that with the case for Cece is that sometimes equality isn't maybe just enough. And sometimes it needs to be equity that we focus on when we're supporting those with a disability.